That's what's going to come up.
Hey, Samuel, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing?
Okay.
Good morning.
Yeah, I see. So, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Fine.
Okay. So I was just calling back this morning so we could discuss the Google Guarantee opportunity we have for the company.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
First of all, yesterday you told me that the address that we provided, Rockville, there's a lot of competition. That is what is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you to see, because we have two companies with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Two listings, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you check the different zip code for our second listing and see?
Yeah, so the zip code that I have for Rockville is 20851. What is the zip code for the other location?
21702.
Let me have a look. Okay, for Handyman, it seems to be the same price. Let me take a look for General Contractor. How far? No, they're the same. They're the same price. They're not that far apart, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it just maybe 20-mile radio.
Yeah. Doing it in one location is going to cover for both locations. You don't have to do it for both. You can do it for one, and we can cover both cities.
Yes.
But I understand you're trying to keep the cost down more, but there's nothing to be done about that. It's just the way that it is for that particular area. Now, the way that it works is like this, though, Samuel. I want you to understand. You pay the one-time $250 non-refundable application fee, and we go ahead and get you and the company completely background checked. Now, I know you said there's no felonies. You've been good. Do you have a United States Social Security number?
I'm a citizen. Yeah.
Okay. I just have to ask, because these are questions that are on the application. They're the same questions everybody gets asked. So as long as you have a United States Social Security number and you have a United States passport or driver's license, then you would pass the background check, because you said you have the insurance and that you also have the Maryland contractor's license, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So the application itself, we go ahead and we process the application. Now,
I have my question. I haven't finished with you. I know whatever you wanted, you told me that yesterday, but the reason I told you to come today is that I have some questions I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
So that was the first thing. Yeah. My second question now is that, okay, what is that? The lead, those lead?
That's what I was going to tell you right now. That's what I was going to get into, is exactly how the program works, so you understand. I know that you understand the upfront cost is the $250. And now my other question to you is, how many face-to-face employees do you have? How many people are going out and bidding the jobs on behalf of the company without you present? Or do you show up on every job?
No, I'm the one who calls, you know.
Okay.
I'm the salesperson.
Okay, perfect. Then you're the only one that will go on the application. Now, the way that it works is we go ahead and we process the application. The terms and conditions say it could take 4 to 8 weeks. A lot of times that happens sooner, as long as you get us the information that we need. Now, once your Google guarantee approved, what Google is guaranteeing for you, Samuel, is they're guaranteeing to the general public that you are a qualified provider in their area, that Google is backing your work up and guaranteeing your work for additional $2,000 worth of insurance per client. So, for example, if you ever had a client that was unhappy with the services and you and the client could not come to an agreement, if that client contacted Google, Google would pay them back up to $2,000. So that's what the guarantee is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, once your Google guarantee approved, you show at the very, very top of the page in the Google guaranteed section. Your companies, they qualify for two different categories. One category is general contractor, and that category is where you're going to get the keywords that give you like remodeling and decks and patios and home additions and home building, home renovation, kitchen cabinets. The handyman vertical gives you stuff like installing drywall, installing flooring, repairing flooring, installing tile, painting, stuff like that. Okay? So you qualify for both. Now, Google requires a minimum monthly budget to begin. It's like an activation budget or an escrow account. Have you ever bought a house?
No.
Okay, so when you buy a house, there's an escrow account. So with the escrow account, it's like they hold the funds, and then they take out only what's needed out of that account. So Google... Yeah, so Google, for handyman leads, your leads are $68 per lead with a minimum monthly budget of $877 if you want to do only handyman leads. General contractor leads are $110, and they require a minimum monthly budget of $1,443 if you want to do only general contractor. Now, if you want to do both verticals, which I suggest that we get you approved for both because you qualify for both, so why not? But you only pay the higher budget, okay? So you, if you move forward with this, once your Google guarantee approved, it could happen in 5 or 6 days. It could happen in 6 weeks. It depends on how long it takes to get you approved. But once you're approved, we contact you, Samuel, and we say, okay, we are ready to turn the leads on. Your Google guarantee approved. We need you to pay the activation budget. If you want to turn the leads on and you're ready to turn the leads on, then you pay the $1,443. If you're not ready to turn the leads on yet, then you don't pay that yet. Now, once it's turned on, the leads begin coming into you. That covers you for 13 Google Guarantee leads, okay? Now, once the leads begin coming into you, Samuel, they will come in approximately 3 leads a week. But you have the ability to increase the lead flow or pause the lead flow if you need to. So, for example, the leads come in and you only pay for the qualified leads, which I'm going to get into that in just a second, okay? But the leads come in, say you take on 2 leads and now you're booked for 2 or 3 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks. You know that you can't take on any more projects for a few weeks. So you would call and pause the campaign. And when you pause the campaign for Google Guarantee, it stops financially. So there's no automatic monthly charge on this. Okay? If you stop the campaign with $1,000 left in it, then that's where the campaign holds until you unpause the campaign. Now, the latter is also true. You can increase the lead flow if you choose to. Meaning, if you wanted to have 5 or 6 leads coming in, 8 leads coming in at a week, you can increase the lead flow and take on more leads. Does all of that make sense so far?
Man, I work with a lot of platforms. I understand how the system works.
Cool.
Okay.
Perfect.
I work with a lot of platforms.
Okay. So, it's different than the other type of pay-per-lead programs because you only pay for the qualified leads. So getting into that.
What do you call qualified? Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Yeah, getting into that. Okay. So Google assigns your company a Google call tracking phone number with AI, a robot that listens to each phone call. So when the call comes into you, Samuel, you know that it's a Google guarantee lead because it says so on your caller ID. And it gives the whisper feature right before you're connected with the client. So it'll say LSA Google Guarantee, and you know that this is a Google Guarantee lead coming from that specific section on Google, right? Now, the advantages here are the clients know that you're a qualified provider, and all those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So if somebody is calling for sales, solicitation, spam call, robocall, say they're asking for a service that you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile, or if they're asking for a service outside of your service radius that is not listed on your service profile, all of those are unqualified leads, and you would automatically not be charged for them, okay, because those don't meet the qualifications. If somebody calls you and they request for you to come out and give estimate to them face-to-face, that is considered a qualified lead. Or B, if somebody calls you and requests estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, that is considered a qualified lead. All other calls are not qualified. So if somebody calls you and you don't answer the call, that's not going to come off your lead budget. If somebody calls you and they're asking for a fireplace installation and you don't do that, that is not a qualified call. You would not be charged. If they're asking for things that are not on your service profile, which Google is specific about the services, so you only pay for the qualified leads. If a call came through and your budget was ever charged erroneously or accidentally for an unqualified lead, you simply let us know and we alert Google and send them the call recording, and we dispute it with Google and they will refund your money for unqualified leads. Now, it's very rare that that has to happen, but we do have that system in place as well to get the disputes and refunds from Google. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any other questions?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. My question is that why is it that those leads cost almost the same, even double the other lead? Because we have a lead generated company.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with a lot of those companies.
Uh-huh.
For example, I take the example of the company named Porch.
Okay.
Porch Handyman, when they do this,
mm-hmm.
customer call them,
mm-hmm.
and they verify that
mm-hmm.
that is a real customer.
Right.
And the person need the job exactly according to your services.
Sure.
And now they tell the customer that, hey, hold on, they call us,
mm-hmm.
and they tell us, they connect us with the customer saying that, okay, this customer need this kind of work you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's online.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now they connect us directly with the customer. We take
sure.
from there.
Mm-hmm.
And we now talk to the customer, you know, and now we get an appointment and that is
right.
how they charge us.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is that Google maybe are doing something a little bit similar, except
mm-hmm.
that Google, the person doesn't talk to Google. Google doesn't call you to put you and connect you with a person. So why is it that? The
okay.
prices of the lead, like the handyman,
right.
almost even because
right.
when Porch call you like that, the handyman costs something like $40.
Right.
Or for the price. And
yeah.
now Google is $55, something like that.
Right.
When I compare the two,
mm-hmm.
if I have to go with someone, I prefer Porch because Porch already
mm-hmm.
make sure that the person needs the work which I'm doing and
right.
they connect me to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer to go with them instead to go with it for
right.
the grantee. But they're going to make me go in with a Google where
sure.
when I can work with those people. That
right.
is my question.
Okay, that's a great question. So there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of fail-safes in place. I understand that the cost is a little bit higher than what you're used to, and it's very unfortunate because with inflation, you know, everything has gone up. Like I just signed on this morning to renew my auto insurance and it went up by another $10. You know, everything is increasing. And the thing is that the leads that are coming in from the Google guaranteed section are different than the ones that are Porch is one that I've heard better things about. But at the same time, when those leads are coming in through Porch, they're still sending that same lead to multiple contractors. It's not exclusive. So the leads
mm-hmm.
that are coming in from Google, they're exclusive. It's only coming to you because the client has gone to Google and they have seen your credentials and they've chosen you on your own merits. Now, the leads from Porch and Thumbtack show better leads. They show better return than like Angie's or Networks. The statistics show that these leads actually show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay per lead. Because what Google did when they built this program is they built this program to trump all other pay per lead programs. They understand the struggles that you guys have had regarding lead generation.
Yeah, what's but the lead is, you know, that is the problem. The lead is $65 for the handyman. That
right.
is What? Yeah, those need like, you know, $110 for a general contractor.
Right, you know, and a general contractor lead, though, you can make, you make a lot of money on those general contractor leads. Yeah. If you chose not to move forward with the handyman leads, I understand, but general contractor, it's still a drop in the bucket compared to what you're going to make on a project like that.
You know how many SP you have to submit in order to have one job? Sometimes we submit 20 estimates, 20.
Wow.
For general contractor, you need to have one
right.
job. Yeah.
Okay.
That is not it.
That's
sometimes
a lot.
Sometimes we submit 20 estimates.
Right.
Because, yeah, there is a lot of competition. People are outside there, you know, shopping around.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Yeah, I understand. And mm-hmm. my other question was that, why don't you guys, because we are already working with you guys, we have two SEO doing with you. We have Google AdWords. We have two companies with you guys. Why don't you leave that fees for the application?
Yeah, I don't have a way. I don't have a way to waive the application fee. What I can do, I don't have any way to waive the application fee because it's going directly through the Google Guarantee. It's a different program than what it is that you have with us. What I can do for you is I can see if they will allow me to give you any type of service credit on your account and maybe get you like a free month of localized service, but I don't have a way to waive the setup. I don't have a way to waive the setup fee, the application fee.
What do you mean? 3 months of what?
I can ask them if you are able to move forward on this with the Google Guarantee and you want to give it a shot to pay the application fee, I can ask them if they will allow me to give you a free month of service, meaning for this account in Rockville that pays on the 18th of the month, if they would allow me to give you a free month of service. So you wouldn't pay for August. Instead, you would pay in September. So basically, waive your monthly fee with us for the Rockville account. I can ask them if they would let me do that if you want to give the Google Guarantee a shot. But I don't have a way to waive the application fee because it's done with Google Guarantee.
I understand. You're saying that our SEO?
Correct.
That is what you mean?
Yeah.
But who's gonna approve that?
I'm sorry, what?
Who are going to approve?
Well, I'm gonna ask the supervisor. If you
yes.
want to
yes.
give it a shot,
yes,
I can ask him right now.
Go ahead and ask him.
What's that?
Go ahead and ask him.
Okay.
I thought it was good.
Us. Okay, he's reading it now. Okay, he approved it. He approved that if you choose to move forward with Google Guarantee today and we can go ahead and begin the application, that he will give you a free month of service for the account in Rockville. So instead of $129 payment on August 18th, your payment would not be due until September 18th. So basically, you'd be getting about 2 months of free service with that.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you, but this is my other question. I'm wondering.
Okay.
As you are the one who are doing it behind the scenes.
Right.
Yeah, okay. If you guys stop doing it, what am I going to do? How am I going to know that you're not doing it for the 2 months?
We're not going to stop doing it. You wouldn't stay with the program if we stopped doing it because you wouldn't see the type of results that you want with us, Samuel. It doesn't make any sense for us to stop working on your account for any reason because we're not trying to lose you as a client.
I understand, but you might just slow it down. Listen,
we wouldn't slow it down. Your results are our results, and the better results you see, you're going to recommend us to all of your family and friends, and you're going to continue working with us.
Listen, I already recommend somebody going to call you guys for my recommendation. I did that yesterday, and I give you the name of your company. I have
okay.
a lot of people.
You have a big network. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the problem is that, listen, we have Comcast here in Verizon in U.S. for internet, right?
Uh-huh.
When those guys give you pay your service, you know, you sign up with them, what are they doing? Every time they slow it down.
Uh-huh.
They keep slowing it down. They take the gear. They tell you that your internet is this kind of internet you bought them. Now, as the time goes, they keep slowing down every day. So what I'm saying is that it's possible. People do it here in the U.S. a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you that you get what you pay for. You get
okay. Right.
That is the reason why I'm asking you that.
I understand. So you have the tracking system so you can keep tracking everything with us and see that everything is still going well and the numbers are moving forward. So I understand what you're saying. Samuel, that you're concerned that if we give you a free month of service, that it's not going to work for you or we're not going to continue programming. But that doesn't benefit us in any way to stop working on your program or to stop working on your SEO. That doesn't benefit my company and it doesn't benefit you. So we wouldn't do that. Besides, you have 2 accounts with this. Us giving you a free month of service is our way of extending a courtesy to you because we can't waive the setup fee. So we do what we can for you because we want you to have the very best of our products.
Okay. This is my other concern.
Okay.
Can you explain to me, how does Google Guarantee going to help me?
Oh, Google Guarantee is going to help you in so many ways.
I already have two accounts with you for SEO. And
uh-huh.
I have Google AdWords.
Mm-hmm.
I started Google AdWords with you, which up to now I haven't received anything
mm-hmm.
from you guys. Yes, with my Google AdWords. I'm suspecting.
Sure.
I don't even know if they said it properly.
Okay.
For the first time, they didn't say it properly. They
uh-huh.
made a mistake. I lost two weeks.
Oh,
now,
wow. Okay.
Yeah, I already have like 56 clicks
uh-huh.
on my Google AdWords. And I'm still waiting. Even one call I never have from my investment.
Right.
So.
Okay. So I understand that. That makes sense to me. If I were you personally,
mm-hmm.
if it was me,
mm-hmm.
I would get Google Guarantee approved and I would put the Google AdWord budget into the Google Guarantee. I would stop the Google Ad budget personally. People in this industry that you're in, as you know, it is very competitive and you're in a very highly populated area. You know all of those things already. The reason that I bring that to your attention is because people in your situation see the best results when they have multiple Google products. The very best Google product outside of the local SEO is the Google Guarantee. It is the new way and the way every company is going. It is the way that is going to bring in the best qualified clients. Okay? The reason and how it's going to benefit your company is because you're going to have the second most popular position on Google in the Google Guaranteed section. That section on Google is coveted because not everybody qualifies for it, Samuel. Not everybody has the credentials to be listed there. Not everybody can get the approval to be there. You can. You are a leader in your industry. You've been providing these services. And we have the credentials to back you up with this. So the benefits to your company are vast because we could kill two birds with one stone by getting you Google Guarantee approved. You can let go of Google Ads and have the leads coming in, cherry picking the leads that are coming in from the Google Guaranteed section. But even more importantly, we're able to cover the entire state if that's what you need us to do. With the Google Guarantee, we can cover you for the whole radius. If you go all the way to Washington, D.C., if you go how your company is licensed and insured, we can cover you for the entire state. You're not limited when you have Google Guarantee. You're not limited only to a certain radius or a certain area. This is going to give your company a more dominant position in one of the most popular sections on the first page of Google.
I understand.
And but the leads that are coming in from there show a 33% stronger closing conversion, because I know that's what you said. You said that the leads coming in, it's not that hard to get leads, right? The leads come in, but it's closing them because there's so much competition. You're having to take on 20 leads in order to close one. But these leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay-per-lead out there. And the beauty of it is this, Samuel, if you don't love the program, you don't have to stay with the program. It's month to month. There's no contract. So if you give Google Guarantee a shot, which I believe you're going to love it, I think you're going to love it better than you love any other type of pay-per-lead program. But if you try it and you don't love it, you're not tied to it. You're not married to it. There's no contract.
Okay, I totally appreciate. And now, understand also that, I have to work on the reviews, because Google Guarantee doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a job if you don't have a good reviews. For example, they have four stars in Rockville, and I have 5 stars in Frederick.
Okay.
So, tell me. Once we get approved, we can decide to put Google Guarantee in any, for example, my question is this, do we have to decide from now which
area
listing are we going to put on the, yes, which area are we going to put on Google Guarantee, or we can do that later?
So the way it works is like this. We're going to take whichever listing has the better rating, right? And that listing is not going to be on Google Guarantee the same way it is in the Google Local Map section. So that's a great question. So when we submit to Google, we're going to submit it to Google, and we're going to say, look, they're a verified company. Here's their Google verification that we submitted for them, and they have reviews. Here's their license. Here's their insurance. Here's the background check. Here's all the things, right? We submit that all to Google, and then Google gives us the approval. And then we call you and we say, okay, Samuel, we're ready to go live. And you're going to say, and then we say,
do you have a minimum reviews for that? Because I saw people go to Google Guarantee with one review.
Right. So the Google Guarantee minimum reviews is between 3 and 5 reviews. We have tools to help you get more reviews. I can have my team create a tiny URL right now, and you send that link out to everybody you know, Samuel, and get more 5-star reviews. Reviews is the easier part. What I want to tell you about deciding the service radius, that is decided after your Google Guarantee approved. You get to tell us where you want to come up. And if you ever want to change it, you can change it anytime. Okay, just like you can change the services. You're not married to those services or to the service radius.
Man, I'm asking you this. Between the two listings I have, which one are we going to use? That is what I'm asking you.
Well,
because
let me see here.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me take a look.
I have some new reviews, both sides, and I have 3 reviews here.
Hold on.
Which one do you recommend?
Give me just a second. Let me look. Okay. 16 reviews with the 4 stars. Okay. And then, just a moment. Let me see here. Okay. I see what you're saying. Hold on a second. Let me ask my expert. Give me one moment. Okay, give me just a second here. I'm asking my technician to see. Okay, I'm waiting for the tech team to get back and let me know. Give me just a second. They're reviewing the information I sent over. I am sending over both of the locations as well so they can have a look. They'll have an answer for me in just a second here. So what other questions do you have?
I need you to send, can you send me email confirming the 2 months?
An email confirming what?
The 2 free months you guys give us.
Well, it's not 2 free months. You would be skipping one payment. So instead of paying on August 18th, you wouldn't pay again until August. I mean, you wouldn't pay again until September 18th. So it's about 6 weeks worth. I mean, because you just paid on the 18th of July. But yeah, I can send you a confirmation that we will skip the payment for August right now. Okay, he said either location would be fine. It's your choice, whichever location that you want us to submit. It's up to you. He said, yeah, either one of those is good. They're both in great standing.
No, I'm talking about the reviews. Because when you say each location is fine, I know that this location is fine, but I'm talking about the problem of reviews. Which location is better? Because these are the reviews we have. He didn't talk about it.
He said they're both equal. So they're both equal in standing as far as the qualification of what Google is going to require to get you Google Guarantee approved.
Do you understand my concern?
I do understand your concern, and that's why I brought it to our team and asked the expert of the Google Guarantee technician. I asked him that specific question, and he said both are good enough to get the Google Guarantee approval, that they're equal. I understand your concern.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about my customers. I'm not talking about Google. I'm saying that. Okay, let's see the place, the post in front of you, your customer, four-star reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the other one, there is three reviews or five stars. Which one are you going to choose? That is
well,
my problem.
If you get if we get more five-star reviews, then we then it won't stay at three. Like we have options here. We're not stuck in either one. We can give you the tiny URL and we can help to gain more five-star reviews, which is going to put you into a better position. Me personally, when I go to Google and I choose, I definitely go in and read those reviews because I want to see why somebody has 16 four-star reviews. So I want to see, is this just a disgruntled client? Somebody who you couldn't make happy that doesn't really have anything to do with you? Or is this something that is, you know, terminally wrong with the company itself? But that's not the case here. When I look at your reviews, the 16 four-star reviews, most of them are positive. The ones that aren't positive, there's a couple of them that we can actually probably rebuttal and get taken off there because they didn't leave any words. They didn't say anything as to why it's a one-star review, and they're over 3 years ago. Those are very old. Do you see what I'm saying? We have ways to help you get the star rating up better where you want it to be. But for me personally, when I'm choosing, I go in and read because I know that you can't please everybody all the time. And if I'm choosing somebody to come in to my home and take care of something that's in my home, what I'm doing is reading what went wrong. Why does it say that? Is that somebody who was just complaining that you could never make happy that has nothing to do with you as the contractor? Or is it your actual work? And these reviews show me that it's actually not your work. It's the person themselves. However, we can work with the 5-star location that has 3 reviews and get more reviews. So that's going to put you into a better position. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, I see. All right. So you're saying that you're commenting that when we get to we want to start Google guarantee, you can just stop Google AdWords. That is why you're recommending.
That's what I would recommend is once we get you Google Guarantee approved, you put that budget towards the Google Guarantee as opposed to the Google Ads. That's for me personally, and that's what I direct my clients to do, especially if you're not seeing good results with the Google Ads.
Okay, and how long is that going to take for the Google Guarantee to the learning curve? How long? When you start it?
One moment. Month of August. Okay, so once your Google Guarantee approved, which again, the terms and conditions state 4 to 8 weeks, it doesn't always even take that long. I see it happen sooner all the time. It really depends on how quickly you get us the information we need and how responsive you are when we send you out the information. So if you respond very quickly, sometimes it happens very quickly. If it takes longer, whenever the Google Guarantee is approved, we contact you to start the budget. It's not as convoluted as far as the learning curve goes as it is with Google Ads because this is a different type of optimization for the Google Guarantee with the pay-per-lead. Does that make sense? They're paying per, you're paying per qualified lead. You're not paying per click whether or not you talk to the client.
I see. Okay.
I'm sending this over to you right now that we're waiving the August payment and that the payment will resume on September 18th at the $129 rate. Okay?
So,
that's coming over right
that
now.
That is 1 month, right?
Correct. 1 month for that location.
So you started with 3. You went to 2. Now you're in 1.
I never said 3 or 2. What I said is that your payment is due on August 18th, okay? You just paid us on July 18th. You paid us less than 10 days ago. You paid us 8 days ago for your services. You signed up the second location 8 days ago. So instead of you paying on August 18th, you would pay on September 18th because I would waive the August payment. Now, that gives you literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It gives you almost 9 weeks worth of service that you don't have to pay again. You know that you pay our services every 4 weeks, no matter what. If I waive the August payment, that gives you almost 2 months free service. Do you see what I'm saying? When you look at the calendar, it shows that it's almost 2 months. I'm not waiving 2 months worth of payments. They're not going to allow me to approve that.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. So, let's then start with the where there is 3 reviews. Maybe we can get more there.
Right. We can get you a tiny URL in order to get more reviews. Absolutely. Give me just a second to notate this account, and then we'll move on to the next thing, okay? I want to make sure that I have everything perfect within this. Okay. You should have gotten the email because the email says free month of service and you have it there in writing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm notating and updating your account with that. Okay? So give me just a second. Okay. Let me get in here. We want to go with the 5-star location. We want to go with the 5-star location. Okay. Now, with the 5-star location, give me just a minute to pull this up. I want to make sure that we have the proper information for the business. That's in Frederick. Let me go into that account.
Don't make mistake like the other lady in me.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm saying that just take the proper, proper location because the other person made the mistakes.
Right. That's why I'm pulling everything up perfectly to make sure that we have the proper location with all of the correct information. Absolutely. That's why I'm taking my time. I'm not rushing through this at all. It's important that we have the proper information, okay? Now, let me go in here. Okay, let me go like this. I take my time that way that there's no mistakes with the account and wondering if something is working or not. Okay, I'm in the account right now. And then, so you said yes, you're choosing to move forward with this, correct? Okay, so the billing information that we have on that account is I have a Discover card that ends in 2510. Is that the card you want to use to charge the application fee?
That card doesn't work now.
Okay, so you need to update the card, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for the updated card when you are.
4447.
Mm-hmm.
0401.
Mm-hmm.
0657.
Okay.
9872.
Expiration month and year?
0627.
3-digit code on the back? 407. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then I do have to ask, what city were you born in?
Syria.
Is that Yodani? Y-A-O-U-N-E-U-N-D-E?
I'm not getting you. What do you mean? My name?
Your security question. What city were you born in?
Oh. Y-O-U-N-D-E.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I have to ask the question. So the card that you just gave me, the Visa, that's the card you want the regular payments for your $600 mm-hmm. monthly account to charge on, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have your permission to charge the $250 application fee, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me just a moment to prepare this. Now, the next thing that's going to happen is I'm going to send out the Google Guarantee application. When I send out the Google Guarantee application, it literally, you open it up, and what's going to happen is you're going to upload the information that's requested. You're going to upload the driver's license. You're going to upload the Social Security number. You're going to upload the certificate of insurance. It's going to be the Accord document for the certificate of insurance, Samuel. There's an example within the email itself. Okay.
A core document means what?
I'm sorry, what?
A core document means what?
It's the front page. The Accord document is the front page document of your agreement with your insurance company.
I have to ask somebody like additional insurer or what?
No. It's no additional insurance. No, it's not. Hold on just a second. Give me just a minute here. I just charged this account since this is the application he wants to go with.
And Ben told me that Google AdWords help the SEO better than Google Guarantee.
Okay. In my experience, the Google Guarantee yields better results than the Google AdWords. That's my experience within the services. If you, as you said, that you haven't seen that great of results with the Google ads as they are, correct?
No, because it's just 1 week that we started Google AdWords.
Only 1 week ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you have to give it a chance to work. If you mm-hmm. want, if the program, so the bottom line is this, Samuel, if the program is working for you, right? If the program's mm-hmm. working for you, you're going to keep doing it, right? No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
If the program mm-hmm. works, it works. You're going to keep doing it. You're not going to change it. So you're going to go ahead and you're going to continue using the services. So if you get in there after your Google Guarantee approved and you find that it's not working for you, right, then you mm-hmm. would move the budget over. It's completely up to you. Now,
yes, I understand.
Right. So what I'm doing now, go ahead.
The problem is we can be approved for this area for Google Guarantee, this one, and then maybe Google AdWords, I want to keep it,
mm-hmm.
and we have to redo another application for the order. Let's mm-hmm. see, I already approved for this, this location. And now
okay.
We say, oh, you know what? I want to keep Google AdWords. Maybe I need instead to put Google Guarantee in a different location. What are we going to do?
You just expand. You don't have to do it in a different location. If it's in the same state, you just expand the service radius. You're going to show up there.
No.
This covers you for everything. This covers you for the entire way that you want to go. So the Google.
Hold on. I'm seeing this. I have Google AdWords here.
Right.
In this same location, we want to do Google Guarantee. And imagine that my Google AdWords are picking up. I say, okay, you know what? I want to keep Google AdWords here, mm-hmm. and I want to do Google Guarantee in the other location.
That's fine. You're not understanding me. The Google Guarantee covers you for the entire state. It's not per location. You choose where you want to come up. If you want to come up in Frederick, if you want to come up in each town.
I understand, but you don't. This is the point I want to make. I'm saying that if this area where I really have Google AdWords in this location,
mm-hmm.
and now I want to keep the AdWords when the Google Guarantee is approved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that, hey, you know what? I want to keep my Google AdWords here
okay.
in this location.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How are we going to do if I want now to switch from this place to do the Google Guarantee in the other location in Rockville? It got to be impossible because this is where we have been approved.
No, you're not understanding. You're not getting approved in one location. The approval is for the entire state. It's based on your licensing. It's not based on the location.
You mean that we can do the Google Guarantee in Rockville?
Yes.
Thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's already
okay.
going to cover you for Rockville. Yes. That's what I'm telling
okay.
you. Because when we submit you to Google for guarantee, we say, listen, this company meets the requirements that Google has for the state of Maryland, the entire state. Okay?
Okay.
But he only wants to show in Frederick, Rockville, Bentonville. He wants to show in these specific cities.
And
okay?
Give me a few seconds. I'm talking about the listing. Which listing are we going to use? Can we switch from this listing?
When
from
we submit
for,
you, we, so before, before it goes live, we're going to call you and you're going to determine which one you want to use. As of right now, you told me you want to start with the 5-star location,
okay,
so I was going to put the 5-star location in. But before it's all
okay.
said and done and the ad goes live, yes, we contact
okay.
you to verify everything. Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
That's
yes. Okay. Now, I sent you the Google Guaranteed application. Okay? I need to set the appointment for the onboarding. So what's going to happen is my technician, Bonnie, is going to call you to review the application. So how long do you need to fill out the application?
Okay. That works.
Okay. How long do you need to fill out the application? 24 hours? Or do you want over the weekend?
We're going to do it today, man.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Did you get the email?
Mm-hmm.
That says Google Guarantee application.
Well, okay, you send it, let me see where you send it.
I sent it. When I sent it to samuelconstructiongroupmd@gmail.com.
Okay, MD.
You got it?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, let me set that up to email. That is fine. Let me open this one. What is it? Okay, we'll see it.
You received it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you open it up and you can see you have to just upload the information. When you get to the portion of the application that says, the portion of the application that says the insurance, do you see the certificate of insurance document that it's requesting? It's the Accord document.
Sorry.
Do you see the copy that it gives you? It says sample certificate of commercial general liability insurance. Do you see in the upper left-hand corner it says Accord? Samuel?
Did you send it through the dashboard?
No, I sent it straight email. It says Google Guarantee Application, and there's a link in there. Is that your wife?
She's asking about the insurance certificate here. That's why I opened the application for
you. Yes, yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm saying that I didn't see the sample. That's what I'm saying. You just showed me the application.
Scroll down within the application. The sample is there.
Okay.
You see?
Yes, I see.
Okay. Now, the Accord document is already in your insurance paperwork. You already have it. When you go into your insurance stuff, you should be able to see this particular, this is the only page we need to prove that you have insurance. That's why we show it to you so there's no confusion, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to schedule your client interview. Listen, the phone is going to cut me off because we've been on for 1 hour. I'm hanging up and calling right back.
All right. Thank you.